Welcome to GeekCast with your host, Todd Newton.
For the uninitiated, let's cover your lyrical inspiration for the album Love.
Sure. The lyrical kind of inspiration, I guess. We kind of, I guess, really the themes around the album is like viewed love as conflict or finding conflict in love. And I guess like that initially started from my own experiences and I guess like grieving love, feeling like that wasn't something that was attainable in my life. I think when we were like kind of going through the motions of this kind of theme and recording the record, I kind of got into a conversation with my dad about just shooting the shit when we were recording it, and kind of spoke to him about it, and I think a lot of it kind of resonated with him and like his kind of his story and his conflicts in love. And so we kind of there was something to it, because like my dad's story is very much kind of caught up in the record too, of him being in a heterosexual marriage, having four kids, and then ultimately, like, you know, realizing that he was a gay man. And so yeah, I think a lot of it of the album, kind of the themes resonated with him, and the whole kind of defining moment was that for me. I had this kind of whole light bulb moment of my life is from conflict and love. So I think we knew there was something there, and then that's kind of where the concept really kind of came to fruition.
How does one take that massive ball of emotion and translate that into music that everyone can appreciate?
I think it's definitely a difficult thing to do. I think maybe on first listen you might not get that. There's a lot of layers in Tain sonically, and so it's quite an aggressive assault, I guess. But I think for me with Tain and with the music that we create, it's very much trying to like have that kind of balance or that kind of order of like chaos and order, you know. And so I think the vocals seem to me, at least, to be the part that really kind of carries you through all of that kind of craziness. Yeah, I guess the vocals are like the really kind of like at the core of the vulnerability of the music, I guess. I guess that is really at the core of it. But it's a process for sure.
How would you describe the music Tain creates? I've heard a lot of basically descriptions describing you as industrial. Do you think that's fair?
I think we, you know, growing up as a metalhead, there's definitely an industrial element to the band. I wouldn't say it's like the defining thing. Neither would I say like pop music is our defining thing, but there's definitely, you know, me growing up as a kid, being a big fan of like Nine Inch Nails and all of these bands, they've obviously like filtered into that. And I think like with the real starting process of like where Tain began came from listening to, funny enough, a Lady Gaga record. And it just blew my mind that this record that was like a Lady Gaga record, maybe like, I think it was called Art Pop. It was like so aggressive and angry, and like it was like a big, obnoxious, over the top, like crazy experimental EDM album that happened to be a Lady Gaga record, and it was mainstream commercial music. And that just blew my mind as to like, if you can like label that as mainstream pop music, well then, you know, it's completely open for anyone to do whatever they want with pop music. And so I guess that's kind of where I started to in integrate like all these kind of industrial kind of elements into pop music.
As far as touring is concerned, do you guys have any immediate plans at this point?
We've got predominantly just like a bunch of UK stuff at the moment. We're playing like a lot of the festivals here during the summer, 2000 Trees and Arctangent and stuff like this. And we're doing some shows in Europe, in the middle of the summer as well. We've got some, I think we've announced some Paris shows. And then we've got some Irish ones as well towards the end of the year that haven't been announced yet. So outside of that, it's predominantly like kind of local, but definitely plans to push the boat out and try tour it like on a more international scale.
When you guys do perform live, is it difficult to recreate everything that the listener hears live?
I think. Yeah, like the way we present it live, it's very much like the rock show, you know. There's like it's like the guitars, the bass, and the drums and the vocals are like essentially the band on stage, and so all the live instruments we play live, and then kind of all the electronic stuff is kind of put on like kind of a track that we're all kind of synced up to, and so. That stuff is kind of, I think it took a while to figure out the formula, but it seems to work live. That having the 3-0 and just that stuff on the tracks.
Now, you guys had a couple of great collaborations on this, on both Fear and on Coherent. How did those come together?
Yeah, so on Fear, that kind of came from we got James from Rollo Tomassi to sing on it, and I guess that really probably came from like maybe the label side a little bit. We had kind of we had start talking to the label about signing, and we just happened to know some of the members in Rollo Tomassi who were on the label, and so we kind of spoke to them, and they were really giving with their. Really helpful with information and stuff. And so I think through that process, we just kind of became friends with them. And so when we signed the label, we're very much like, well, see if they want to do something. And so happily it worked out. And having James from Rollo Tomassi sing on that track is mad to me to be a big fan of Rollo Tomassi over the years. And then Rachel Asp, who sings in Cage Fight, she's like we worked together. We're just buds, and I think we had recorded the record, and I just shot the email over of like, hey, do you wanna? And Rachel was all about it, and the two of them, both James and Rachel, I think made those songs way better than we thought was imaginable.
Musically, where do you draw most of your influences from?
I think it changes quite a bit. I think like we started like we tried to make Tain, at least when I started it, tried to make it like not so guitar led music. And so it the music usually starts and ends with a computer, and a band exists in between. But I think, just relevant kind of contemporary music. I would say at the moment I listen to a lot of Oranzi Pazuzu, Charli XCX, and what else am I listening to? Full of Hell. So it's pretty varied.
Now, there's been two music videos created for this record. How did those come together? It's almost like a three-piece, like a trilogy, isn't it?
So we with the concept of the album, being about conflict and love, and we wanted to kind of push that side. I think the visual side of those videos was really the telling of my dad's story. And so yeah, I guess we knew that we wanted to make some videos, and me personally, I had no interest in just, headbanging, pretend playing an instrument in a music video. And I, you know, because I feel like that's very much as much as part of the art as the music. And so we really pushed to try and make like something cool that was like a story or told a story. And it kind of that was what we came up with. We worked with a director, Leif, and like two visual kind of a light guy and a photographer, Evan Hansen and Paul at Alti. And we just kind of I guess the concept was this love is conflict, telling my dad's story, and that was kind of summarized into three videos. The first video was the conflict, which was kind of like really kind of just very kind of dealing with my dad's sexuality. And then the second video is In This Trend. And that one is like kind of like a transformation or going through the motions of changing. And so the video is just very literal. It's like a man changing into a drag queen. And then the third video, which was Fear, was very much like the kind of the acceptance or the celebration. And so in that video, it's basically you've just got like loads of people just dancing and you know having a boogie and all of that. And so I think that like it's the music videos are abstract, but there's a storyline to them.
One last question for you.
Sure.
Commercially, what are your expectations for this record?
It's a good question. I don't know. I find it's I'm still like very much the kind of person that like makes music purely and solely for me, and it's very selfish and self-serving, you know. And so it's a weird thing when you spend so much time making something and then all of a sudden you put it out there and it's no longer yours. I never really think too much past it, you know, being mine, and commercially. Like I think there's elements in there for everyone, but probably I feel like Tain is probably one of those bands that it's a double-edged sword. There's as much pros and cons for people, you know. Someone that loves black metal will have that 10-second blast out, and then all of a sudden you're smacked with like a big pop course. And so I think if like judging the way we consume music now, I think there's probably a lot more in there for like today's kind of audience.
Stay tuned for more Geekcasts from www.bigmusicgeek.com. Welcome to Geekcasts with your host, Todd Newton.